CBS News, Senator Hubert Humphrey, who's been trying to recover from cancer, will undergo surgery tomorrow. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Plans to operate on the Minnesota Democrat followed a hospital examination yesterday. Rich Holder of station WCCO in Minneapolis has a report.
Senator Humphrey entered the University of Minnesota hospitals yesterday for what aides termed a routine checkup and chemotherapy treatment in the wake of his bladder cancer surgery of last October. Humphrey was reportedly suffering from intestinal problems. And today it was announced he will undergo surgery tomorrow morning to relieve what is described as a partial blockage of his bowel, something that has been causing the 66-year-old senator some discomfort. The operation will be performed by Dr. John Najarian, chief of surgery at the hospital. An earlier statement from a university doctor who wished not to be identified said there was no sign Humphrey's cancer had returned, but the hospital has made no definitive statement as to that possibility. Vice President Walter Mondale visited with Humphrey in his hospital room for about 20 minutes this afternoon, said he found him in excellent spirits. Rich Holter for CBS News, Minneapolis.
More news in a moment.
What can you do for hay fever when even your strong antihistamine isn't enough?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
Hay fever? I got it too.
Gets me right in the sinuses.
Well, try ARM.
AR what?
ARM, allergy relief medicine. Helps itching, dripping, and congestion, even in your sinuses.
Antihistamine relief and more.
ARM.
Only your doctor can offer more relief per dose than ARM. Take when needed, only as directed. ARM.
President Carter today ended a seven-month-long search for a new FBI director, naming federal judge Frank Johnson of Alabama to the post. Johnson, who had turned down a previous offer, told reporters in Montgomery, Alabama, he's now glad to accept it.
I'm pleased and honored that my name will be placed before the United States Senate for confirmation as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The FBI has long and honorably served this country as the finest investigative agency in the world. And the prospect of serving the Bureau in a leadership role is indeed challenging to me.
Johnson said he hopes he can provide positive inspirational leadership and management know-how to the FBI director's post. Ambassadors Ellsworth Bunker and Saul Linowitz ran into a wall of opposition today as they explained the proposed new Panama Canal Treaty to some members of Congress. The two men who negotiated the treaty, giving Panama control of the canal at the end of the century, appeared before the House Merchant Marine Committee. Chairman John Murphy, a New York Democrat, said the overwhelming feeling among U.S. citizens was against turning over the canal. Representative Robert Bauman, Republican of Maryland, charged the administration with waging a propaganda campaign for the treaty. Spain's national news agency says police have foiled an assassination attempt against King Juan Carlos and President Adolfo Suarez. Police found a bomb planted underneath an overpass only moments before the king's car was due to go by. The king was getting ready to return to his summer residence along with Queen Sofia and President Suarez. A federal judge in Cleveland has ruled that Kent State University has the right to build a gymnasium at the site where National Guardsmen shot and killed four anti-war demonstrators in 1970. Judge Thomas Lambros dismissed a suit by opponents of the project and voided a temporary restraining order he issued last month to block construction. Labor Secretary Ray Marshall today called coal industry and union leaders to his office to try to resolve a dispute that's produced violence and wildcat strikes among nearly 80,000 coal miners in the East. Union officials said Marshall's options include a government investigation of a recent cutback in miners' medical benefits, which triggered the wildcat walkouts. President Carter tomorrow will receive a 100-page report from the Comptroller of the Currency, which will deal with the banking transactions of Budget Director Burt Lance. Lance today expressed confidence the report will vindicate him and said he's done nothing improper. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 4.59. The average price per share on the New York Exchange was down 2 cents, volume just under 21 million shares. Now this.
Feel free to chew Freedent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Freedent gum.
If you're like millions of Americans and you have a problem with gum sticking to your dental work, Freedent is for you. Freedent gum won't stick to most dental work. You can really enjoy chewing again. Enjoy the delicious flavor of Freedent with a freshness that makes your mouth and breath feel cool and clean. Even people without a sticking problem like the minty taste of Freedent. Freedent from Wrigley's. The gum that won't stick to most dental work.
Feel free to chew Freedent. It's fresh and delicious to chew. Freedent gum. Peppermint in the green pack. And spearmint in the pack that's blue. Feel free to chew Freedent.
It won't stick to most dental work.
Freedent gum.
Feel free to chew Freedent.
Feel free to chew.
Thousands of mourners, some screaming, others sobbing, gathered at the gates of Elvis Presley's Graceland Mansion in Memphis, Tennessee today to pay tribute to the rock and roll star who died yesterday. 10 people at a time were allowed through the gates and into the mansion to view Presley's body. Record stores across the nation reported that Elvis's recordings were being purchased in great numbers today. One large store said the demand was unbelievable. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Carter is nominating Frank Johnson, a federal judge in Alabama, a Republican, to head the FBI. If confirmed, Johnson would take over when Director Clarence Kelly retires at the end of the year. Johnson's name was not on the list recommended to the president by a committee he named to help pick Kelly's successor. The Johnson nomination ends a 7-month search for a new bureau chief, and Robert Pierpoint has more on the story.
From Camp David, the president issued a statement strongly endorsing Judge Johnson as a tough, fair-minded protector of justice and the law. A longtime supporter of racial justice in the South, Johnson had actually been Mr. Carter's first choice for the FBI job last December, but had declined then for what he called personal reasons. Later, he regretted his decision. When Attorney General Bell got wind of the judge's change of mind, he asked the president for permission to make a new approach, and today announced the results for Mr. Carter.
I feel confident that we've given more consideration to this appointment than has been given to most any appointment in recent times in our country. I think we've made the right choice.
In Montgomery, Alabama, where Judge Johnson had made some of his most difficult decisions on racial problems and made them stick, he talked to reporters this afternoon.
The FBI has long and honorably served this country as the finest investigative agency in the world. And the prospect of serving the Bureau in a leadership role is indeed challenging to me.
Judge Johnson added that he hoped he could be as fine a leader of the FBI as was J. Edgar Hoover, a remark sure to please some still at the Bureau, if not all, who heard it. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, the White House.
Now this message.
Amana is having a radar-range microwave oven 10th anniversary sale, and you're the guest of honor. For a limited time only, your participating Amana retailer is inviting you to take home an Amana Touchmatic radar-range microwave oven with Cookmatic Power Shift at a special low anniversary sale price. It's the first microwave oven with a memory. Just set it, and it remembers how long to defrost, then cooks with split-second accuracy. Cookmatic Power Shift lets you change speeds as you cook. 675 watts of cooking power cooks everything in 1/4 the usual time. And it uses 50 to 75% less electricity than a conventional electric range. Plus, here's something very important. This Amana Touchmatic radar range microwave oven is so safe, the United States government has exempted it from displaying a microwave emission warning label on the door. So don't wait. Stop in today at your participating Amana retailer and save on an Amana Touchmatic radar range microwave oven. Remember, if it doesn't say Amana, it's not a radar range.
It's not chemical warfare, that term's used when chemical agents are used in wars to kill or injure the enemy. But there's a chemical in wide use across the United States, and it's taking its toll in a different way. It causes sterility. Sharon Lovejoy has the story.
It was employees of Occidental Chemical in California's Farm Belt who first noticed something was wrong. For years, no children had been born to workers in the agricultural chemical department there. Alarmed, the union and the company began testing the men and women who mix and package the powerful pesticides, insecticides, and fertilizers made by Occidental. The results were shocking. 20 out of 50 employees in that area are sterile. Last week, scientists pinpointed the chemical responsible, an agricultural fumigant called dibromochloropropane, which kills tiny worms that attack fruits and vegetables. DBCP was promptly banned in California, where 800,000 pounds of it was used last year alone. This week, other companies began testing with the same results. At a Dow Chemical plant in Magnolia, Arkansas, 12 out of 14 employees have been declared sterile. This week, the Labor Department warned 80 chemical plants in the country of the dangers of DBCP. But it is still being sold to home gardeners, still being used by farmers around the country, and food treated with DBCP is still being bought by the consumer. All that is known for sure right now is that DBCP can cause sterility. What else it may do is still a mystery. Sharon Lovejoy, CBS News, Lathrop, California.
More news in a moment.
Okay, Sears, let them roll!
Sears rolls back prices for a great tire sale. 1973 prices are back again on Sears' best-selling steel-belted radio with a heritage of tough roads. Regular price $44.52, sale price $39.88, plus $1.81 federal excise tax for subcompact size 165R13. Sears steel-belted radio from $39.88 at Sears Roebuck & Company Tire and Auto Centers.
Jack the Ripper never made the front pages in Moscow or Vatican City, but Son of Sam did. This week, Newsweek magazine presents a color photo cover story on the killer who terrorized New York. Newsweek traces the manhunt and the timely capture of the mild-mannered, smiling suspect. Newsweek shows his apartment, his weapons, tells of his adoption, his search for identity, his teenage passion for uniforms, and analyzes how news media cover the grisly story. Read The Sick World of Son of Sam in Newsweek, the world's most quoted newsweekly.
More pros and cons on the proposed Panama Canal Treaty today. Mariah McLaughlin reports.
The administration continued its publicity campaign to gain support for a new Panama Canal Treaty. As former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, after a Monday visit with President Carter and a Tuesday briefing with canal negotiator Ellsworth Bunker, called a news conference to say there were no provisions in the new treaty with which he was unhappy.
I believe that a careful and thoughtful examination of the treaty will lead to the conviction that over a period of time it actually improves the American position with respect to our vital interest.
On Capitol Hill, Bunker and his fellow negotiator, Saul Linowitz, were trying in vain to convince members of the House Merchant Marine and Fisheries Committee that the treaty was a good piece of work. But when both men refused to discuss some details of the treaty because they claimed they had not been finalized, committee members became angry. Representative Gene Snyder said the public has a right to know.
If this treaty is so darn good for the American people that they've been proclaiming in the last couple of weeks across this country, then I say let the American people have the facts. And if they don't want to answer the questions in public, Mr. Chairman, it's because they have something to hide from the American people. And it's just pure and simple. I think my colleague's been playing in Amy's treehouse too long.
Chairman John Murphy claims the majority of the American people want to keep the canal and charged members of the administration with intellectual arrogance when they assume only they are informed and that the rest of the country is ignorant or incompetent. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Washington.
Spain's national news agency says police in that country have foiled an assassination attempt against King Juan Carlos and Premier Adolfo Suarez. The report says police discovered a bomb planted beneath an overpass just moments before the king's car was due to go by. The king, his wife, and the premier were returning from a sailing trip. The World Tonight continues after this message.
Give your cold to Contact.
Summer is a rotten time to have a cold. You miss so much. Then take Contact. Real medicine to help relieve the swollen membranes, dripping, and congestion caused by every known cold virus. The tiny time pills do it. Up to 12 hours, day and night, no matter what cold virus attacks. That's the wonder of Contact.
Give your cold to Contact.
Take only as directed.
A federal judge ruled today that the Concorde jet should be allowed to land at New York's Kennedy Airport. He called the ban by the agency that runs the airport unreasonable, discriminatory, and unfair, but the agency will appeal the ruling. Stocks lower again today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 4.5 points and stands now at 864.69. On the New York Exchange, the average price per share was down 2 cents. Volume 20,920,000 shares. Average price lost 2 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.